Time to get ready for the Larry and Needles Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Larry and Needles Show. I'm Larry.
And I'm Needles.
And I'm Kiki. And welcome to a new year.
Happy motherfucking new year, yes.
Fucking.
Hey, does that thing have a stain on it?
Let me tell you.
What?
The Needle Larry Needle Show?
Yes, it does.
Jesus. Let me tell you, you know what's gay? New Year's Eve parties. You're a slave to the clock all fucking day. You get up for work. You live your life by the clock, and then here you are waiting till midnight like a real fagoot for shit to come. So then you can celebrate one day off and then go back to work and slave to the clock.
Of course, we had the band over, and everyone did a bunch of mushrooms, and we played on the internet, and that was real fun for our friends in Canada and, of course, across the United States.
Hey, Canada, go get fucked.
You're
going to become our next state.
All the growers and such, yeah.
It was nice.
Was it the 51st state?
51st state, and Trudeau's going to be the governor.
I don't know about that. Yeah. That guy couldn't find his fucking ass with both of his hands.
He'll be canned.
That's all right, though. Hopefully, I mean, you know what? Canada has, I mean, there are a bunch of fucking fagoots up there.
No.
Yeah, the Canadian people? Those, I like them. They're good people.
Some of them are. The French Canadians, come on.
Well, all right, yeah.
See, there we are. Now you go.
That's a small portion.
Have stipulations.
That's the small portion.
You know what kind of small I like? Zero.
Yeah.
That's my kind of small number.
My little,
Okay,
well these boys are fucking pretty tough, and they're not, you know, they're like lumberjacks and shit like that.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Outdoors, and they're not fucking...
There's a couple of good eggs.
They're northern rednecks.
They
speak with a little different A.
They're just like us, man.
They're very nice, too. Go spend your fucking loonies somewhere else.
I met him in person and everything before. At least one of them.
A good kisser?
Oh, yeah.
A little maple syrup lips? Is that what they called you?
Just like
maple syrup lips. That's a good band name.
No, what was the other one that I said? Oh, Ethnobomb. Ethnobomb.
Yeah, but that's an actual weapon.
I know, that would be a good band
created
name.
Created by the saucer heads. Because Larry wants me to cut down on my saucer head talk.
I don't care what you do.
No, you didn't. You actually made
him. So here's the thing,
man. You see what he did? He's boxing me out. He's totally doing. Fucking ass clown.
I'll tell you about
Tommy. I was going to talk about the Ethnos bomb, but that's all right.
Oh, you can.
The fucking saucer heads. You know, they figured that they were going to make a weapon
that only affected, right. And actually, it's pretty smart.
Yeah, until just they realized they share the same DNA.
Yeah.
Right. They'd just be killing themselves.
Until they figured out it didn't work.
Yeah, and this came out in, was it 25 years ago?
Yeah.
It was like 1999 or something.
Yeah,
like
they even released the plug to Wired.
Yeah,
magazine.
To Wired was funny. I wish I could say the joke I told Kiki, but I can't. Okay, you can keep blowing, Larry. I would just write about that today, which, because like Kiki said, they actually told a magazine about this.
Yeah. Well, I think, it was kind of like right after that is when they developed the pager plan.
Yeah, and they did 9/11, but that's another time we'll talk about.
Well, no, that was actually, this was after that.
9/11, absolutely.
Because this was, 2008? Or no, it was.
No, it was 1999.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's right, because it's almost been 30 years.
Yeah, so this was right before they did 9/11.
This was,
let me tell you, there's another 9/11 thing I was talking about with Larry, that this guy, I was listening to a 9/11 podcast, and this guy was saying that they use, drone planes. He's like I don't know, self-proclaimed expert on this, but that they attached, there's a trail that comes off because, you know, look, the planes look fake, all this other bullshit, you know, whatever. But he was saying that they used some sort of low-grade nuclear warhead or something to shoot through the building, and that's why it punctured through the other side. To get through all, you know what I mean? There was only certain weaponry that they had that could
because
cut through
the beams
all of that.
And the core of that building
it's made
are
to withstand planes flying into look at how it's made.
Look at what's happening in South Korea. Did you see that?
No, what happened?
The birds hit a plane and it crashed. They're saying. There's been 3 plane crashes in the last, 2 weeks.
Oh, man, I haven't been paying attention.
It is crazy the way that these, that these planes are made. And never, you know what? I mean, do we really... I know it's easily to say, but it's like, what the fuck do we believe and what don't we believe? Do we assume everything is fake and gay? Or do we just assume that it's just being fed to us to make us more stupid?
Well, I think going into 2025, there's a lot more people that are willing to believe and accept a lot more crazy shit that in the old days, like, what we would think was totally acceptable, it was a lot less of a percentage of people like
well,
us.
But they only had television. That would believe it.
Yeah.
But they only had television bigger. Back then, too. Think about this.
Yeah, and
no,
60
I'm just
minutes.
Saying, though, in the last couple of years alone, people have waken up the immensely, man.
The advancement
just because
of,
you know.
The advancement of saddaloons.
Fake.
And way to connect people with, what do you call it, with news and facts. It's astounding, and it also puts people, you know, because like they say, oh, because you know what, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't trust this Elon Musk guy at all. I think he's a fucking supervillain. I think he's 10 times worse than Bill Gates.
I don't know about that.
Why don't you know about that?
I don't. I don't think.
Well, I've known.
This is what I'm just saying.
I know
I
the bullshit Gates
is.
Has done. I'm waiting, you know, Musk is probably going to do some bullshit.
Well, Musk has all this money, okay? Yeah. Why don't you do good? Why are you sitting around fucking sending rockets to where, you know what I mean? Like, okay, you want to help people out? Help people out. Buy a place.
Well, he does a lot of philanthropy that you don't hear about.
Yeah, but the point is, though, if you have this much money and you keep on flaunting it, you know, then what does he have, like $500 million or something like that? I don't know.
How is he flaunting it, though?
Oh, he's got billions.
Yeah, okay, billions, yeah, whatever he has. But or 4 or 5 billion or something like that. Flaunting it. By buying the government, all of a sudden he's just next. He's just buddy buddy with a president elect, hanging out with them. Those guys are like, know what I mean? They're like Dumb and Dumber fucking.
Well, I will tell you what, he is one of the only like foreign people to own a facility in China,
okay.
And supposedly the Chinese government, you know, they have to own everything on their land.
And
who knows what kind of deal he's got going with
okay.
it.
Okay, so first of all, his
so they
his
got
father,
some percentage of it, no matter what.
Yeah, his father owned
or the
Emerald
technology
Mines.
Into it. Yeah.
He's never created anything. Bought fucking SpaceX. Bought into fucking PayPal. Everything that
you know,
he's
I think
done,
he helped with PayPal, but I think he bought Tesla after
it was
started.
It was created. PayPal was created already,
yeah.
so he might have added to it, just like
you
any,
know.
You know what I mean, just capitalism,
yeah.
but underneath everything that he has, but now all of a sudden, it's like this guy just gives off this fucking vibe where it's like...
Cause it's like Billy Preston playing on the Beatles. He didn't create the Beatles, but you're not going to give him the credit just because he's African?
Yeah, like something to like that, but you just buy him out with money and shut him up, you know, it's like, and then all of a sudden... Now this guy
he's
like,
technically an African American, so you shouldn't.
Well,
be able
I don't know, but
say
South
American,
South African American. Yeah.
But now all of a sudden he's like, "Hey, you know what? We don't need anymore is white Americans. You know who we're gonna replace them with? Fucking street shitters."
Yeah.
You know, it's like what the fuck? All of a sudden, you're telling us we need these Indians, and we're not good enough to fucking. After
what
been,
Indians?
Well, is that
what
the way he's
talking
about the engineers
the visas,
he wants?
I'm not going to talk about the visas, but I'm just going to talk about that. This fucking guy comes here, does all this bullshit, and then all of a sudden he's like, even fucking Vivek is like, these fucking we don't need Americans, white Americans. We need fucking foreigners. It's like you guys are talking about immigration. And how we need to get rid of the people that are coming in, and now also just going to give this shit away.
Well, they want the same shit that's been coming here forever. The highly educated, the intelligent
educated.
People that are programmers.
But, okay, I understand that
upper
this
echelon
is,
only.
Yeah, this is the melting pot created by a frisbee head, but who coined the term? Shall I say frisbee? You know what I mean? But why the fuck do we need more of these people here?
These guys are all in cahoots with the. You know, the globalists.
But isn't it funny how everything just changes? Every single day, shit just... Like, all of a sudden, when you wake up one day and they're like, yep, we need more foreigners, but they gotta be Indian. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you? Like, all of a sudden, you were in this
Wait, when
thing.
Did this happen, though?
This
I don't
happened
remember
within
this.
The last 2 weeks.
We need Indians.
But what do you... But,
Who
oh,
said
but it's
this?
Like, all of a sudden, you want to cut costs and you want to do all this shit and you want to blow smoke up our fucking ass. Listen here, fucker. You're both immigrants. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
but who said we need more Indians? That's the part
Vivek
I don't...
Vivek and fucking Elon.
Oh.
They want to start doing these visas, or like HB1 visas, where they start bringing in, like Kiki said,
Because
talented.
The kids here are fucking uneducated and unmotivated, well, why is and that? They need to get Indians and
other... because we have the worst education system in the world.
Absolutely, that people, that's what they wanted. People, they dumped us down to the point where, when we need an engineer or someone with a fucking brain, we got to go to India.
Well, no,
a place where the kids,
Ukraine, Eastern Europe,
school China. Seriously.
Yeah,
and but, had to, you know.
Okay,
and,
but why? What is this a byproduct of?
American
DEI.
Oh, sure, sure.
This is a byproduct. This is all
been
planned.
Well, it's been going for a while.
No, no, but this is
a shitty education system. They've been dumbing down the education system for decades.
But this DEI bullshit within the last couple months has come to fruition right now. Like, you're starting to see that all these unqualified people put in these prominent positions that don't deserve this shit.
Absolutely.
Because all because of, you don't want to be racist because they're late 15 minutes. Or, you know, they're cooking chicken in the break room. They don't want to be fried chicken in the break room.
Splatted grease all over the inside of the microwave. Yeah. But you can't say shit.
But so it's like, okay, so you want to fucking, you want to bring more people in here? That's fucking fine. Let's worry about the people we need to get out first. And you guys are supposed to be part of a department that was cutting spending. You don't have anything to do with.
Yeah, well, no, it's
another side.
Well, here, I get both sides because we want American companies to rule and control everything.
Absolutely.
So we want the best of the best coming
Capitalism,
here.
Capitalism,
yeah. We don't want them going to Russia, going to China.
But here's the thing also is that I also look at it from the other side, that it's a psyop to get us to not like these guys. To go against Elon and to go against Vivek. Like, they put this shit out and like, oh, look at these guys. Now they want to fucking start bringing in illegals.
Well, no, yeah. Well, that's just, yeah, that's how he starts. But the thing is with Vivek, or whatever his name is, anyways.
Vivek.
Ramaturban.
Yeah, dude, he made a shit ton of money on a bullshit.
Biotech.
Bullshit biotech. Yeah. He bought a drug that was in, like, third phase trials or something. I forget what company, but they knew it didn't work.
Yeah, so they fucking pumped
it. He bought it, renamed it, and said it was in the third phase trials, got a lot of people to invest in it, knew it didn't work. He dumped it when it was going up.
Yeah.
It's what was the
shady business?
What was the drug supposed to do?
Make Indians stop shitting in the street.
Yeah, they knew it wouldn't work.
Even the placebos, they were like, everybody got a placebo.
Like, fuck. Yeah, no, I forget what it was.
But, like I said, this fucking, I don't trust the guy.
Dude, don't trust any of these guys. They all work for him.
People, like, glorify. They're like, he's like their savior. Oh, free speech.
Well, here's the thing, though,
Needles.
There's nobody that's going to be
corruptible?
Infallible. No, not only that, but there's nobody that's going to have a pass that is perfect. You know,
I'll tell you what,
if
Larry's in charge,
they're always going to have something.
Died in a week.
You know, he better be scratching my back.
Oh, man. You guys can scratch him at the same time.
But seriously, you know, there's always going to be in somebody's past that you're like, ah, man.
Past? What are you talking about? Okay, I can read you a thing about where he was Elon Musk. Here, I'll fucking even pull it.
I'm the only person that'd probably be clean in that whole thing if I got elected.
Yeah, you'd have to go to Tom's first to make sure you're clean.
Yeah.
That's a first rule of business.
I'd have to stay there for a year.
Tom's works on all the presidential candidates.
So basically,
he scrapes them clean.
Yeah.
So Elon Musk was so basically there was a, what do you call it?
Good old Tom.
Musk paid this guy, this felon, James Howard Higgins, $50,000 for false information about a critic. Musk also confirmed a meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell. He was confirmed at a judo practice where she was, and he publicly admitted to training there on May 7th, 2020.
Okay.
And but then, she's been everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, come on. Listen, the richest guy come on, these people, birds of a feather. You know what I mean? Like, a chance meeting? Come on, man. We don't believe in
coincidences. Oh, I guarantee it's not a chance meeting.
No. Mm. So, basically, what's that?
I don't know. Here's the thing, you know.
And then they were going to
do... Like Kiki says, Ghislaine gets around. I think that's what Ghislaine means in French. She
means
gets
fat
around.
Tits.
Yeah.
That's what it should mean.
You know, speaking of Maxwell, her father...
Robert Maxwell?
He's the one that actually created...
He moved him over to the Mossad, created the unit.
Oh, no, but you know how, like, science papers, everything's got to be verified and published?
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
He created that system.
Well, also, then he indoctrinated us with his textbooks for children.
Oh, yeah, I know,
it's
insanity.
His shit runs deep. I mean, also, he's the one who was, like, the mastermind of creating, like, honeypots and blackmailing and using all of this stuff to fucking, I mean, they were well, doing
this
before.
Well, he's the one that put it on the biggest scale possible.
Yes, that, he figured out that we could use child trafficking and all of these other proclivities that people have and use it against them in nefarious ways, which at the time is just devious, you know what I mean? But that's the type of people they are.
They don't give a shit.
They really don't. They don't care about their own people. We've talked about the Abraham.
Well, you know, that's all part of being a psychopath and a narcissist beyond compare, where you only care about yourself and nobody else, and anybody else is just a player or a piece in your
game. You just get to use and abuse. Just
basically, well, you got to crack some eggs to make an omelet.
Even his daughter.
Okay, and then here we go now. Here's a funny thing let's talk about, too, is this guy that goes in front of the Trump Tower and burns a Cybertruck.
Right.
That was a Green Beret, heavily decorated, highly respected, a real American hero.
A Trump voter, too, right?
Yes. And people come
of course,
out and
from here on out, everything that ever happens, the guy's going to be a
but
Trump
they're not
voter.
Using it in a bad way. His family said that. Like, he was a, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he was American.
They're saying he wouldn't do that.
Like, yeah, no, he was, this was completely opposite of his M.O. So,
Well, he could be MK Ultra, man.
Well, no, but okay,
I mean,
but
let's face it.
He was shot in the head before he detonated the bomb.
Huh.
They came to find out. But okay, what is the irony, though?
And they tried to say that it happened simultaneously on some TV thing.
Well, a Tesla truck in front of
Trump Tower
with fireworks in it.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, come on, really? Like, you can't get more. It's more blasé, like laziness, but. At the same time, now, what is this supposed to do to us?
Yeah, well, Elon said he's sending his best techs out there to try to get the video footage off the Cybertruck to see what, you know.
They already got him at charge stations. Like, they know, you know what I mean?
What, the actual guy?
Well, the truck, that truck that they got there. And then, also, this is, we'll talk about this, which.
So every time you charge one of those fucking things, it's getting documented somewhere.
That whole truck is recording you from the minute you park that truck.
I never thought of that.
Dude, and they have so many cameras around that thing. So, yeah, they can watch you plug it in.
All night long, that thing's on.
I went in Carlo's car, man.
What?
I couldn't believe. Well, saying he's got one of those
fucking
what do you call
Tesla.
Those things are the Teslas
are recording
fucking
believe
all
the
fucking
bullshit
time.
Going on.
So many
things. It was
so
amazing.
Many cameras.
Like, I don't know how he could pay attention to the road. I'd be looking at that screen the whole time.
Oh yeah,
I couldn't fucking
you get used
tear
to
my
it,
eyes
though.
It's bigger than the laptop.
Yeah, much bigger than the laptop.
Yeah, you get used to it though. But what do you call it?
It's pretty
cool. So
then
getting back to, which is, this is so funny. So then.
But the thing's documenting your every fucking
move.
Oh,
yeah. It's recording you. It's checking your eyes, making sure your eyes are on the road, that you're not sleeping. It tells how your body's moving.
You every time you pick
breathing.
Your ass and then sniff your fingers.
Oh, yeah. It's whacking off when you're auto driving.
Yeah.
Which is very
it's
funny.
It's catching all that shit.
So then,
amazing.
We know that these two guys rented from the same place, the car.
Well, the same company was
the same car
company, Turo.
This is a car company though that you would rent from if you had bad credit or no.
Well, no,
you know.
It wasn't bad credit.
From a private citizen.
Yeah,
that's
so
what it is,
they
basically.
Have all these. It's such
right.
A,
it's
a
not Avis. It's not.
Yeah,
it's not Enterprise. It cuts the middleman.
Yeah.
So then, basically,
you may save a few bucks. Technically,
this is great. You cannot have. A good conspiracy theory, or not even, you know what, I don't even want to use that word. How about a pattern recognizer? Because we just keep on recognizing these patterns over and over.
Absolutely.
Okay, so there cannot be a good pattern recognition without a Clinton involved.
Yeah.
And here we go.
I was going to say, what's this now?
Chelsea Clinton,
daughter
of Hillary Clinton.
Her first steps.
Sits on the board of IAC Incorporated. Which holds a 31% stake in Turo.
the car sharing
app used by the terrorists in New Orleans and Las Vegas to rent electric vehicles for their attacks.
There
you
so
now
it.
Technically, is that her first two bodies?
Yeah.
Oh, good question.
I have to look more into it, but yeah, it kind of sounds like she...
She
popped her cherry.
I was gonna say she earned. She would.
There's definitely a Clinton hand that blood needs.
But isn't that crazy? Like, it would have been better if it was 33%.
Yeah.
I mean, that would have made it more believable.
Absolutely.
But, what do you call it? So,
wow. That, you know, now it. Yeah.
Isn't that funny though? Like these little
Chelsea's
things that people find.
Too.
What's that?
She's a dog.
Yeah, she looks just like her. She don't even look like her mom. She looks like fucking somebody completely different.
Well, no, did you ever see who the father they compared her to?
Yeah, they fucking.
Yeah, she is a looker.
Anymore. But no, isn't that great that that the Clintons are somehow involved in this again.
Absolutely.
And not even...
Amazing.
Just now the daughter.
Dude, she's probably, she's probably like a cat. She probably like sprays shit around when she's at people's house and shoots it out her ass or something.
How many died? What, 15 plus the shooter in New Orleans?
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Something like that. Really? I don't know exactly. And then plus the one. So, man, she's got 16 bodies already.
She's
catching up to her mom and dad.
Ain't messing around.
No, not at all.
She
if they're going to do it,
she ain't going to catch up either.
Well, well she's like, my mom and dad started when they were much younger.
Yes. You never know. And then all this is just my favorite headline. Russia fined 7 nightclub attendees for looking too gay in their choice of outfits. Putin, you're the man.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. We really, I mean, he's shutting that Weimar shit down.
Even if that's fake, I still love it.
Dude, I know, because you can see it happening. Just 7 Fanooks dressed, like, wearing leather daddy outfits.
I showed that one to Mary. She busted out laughing. Yeah.
I love that they find him, too.
That's look, fantastic.
You look too gay.
Hey, fun boy.
Yeah. Hey, fun boy.
Get the room.
That's fucking great. But no, it's very funny that, what do you call it, that the Clinton is somehow involved. But okay, so getting back to this Tesla truck in front of Trump Tower.
Yeah, it's like ultimate couldn't fucking... be more symbolic. I mean, it's like fucking
I mean,
crazy.
That is why it's there. I mean, obviously, they put it there for a reason. Two in one day, fucking fireworks that go off. And then we got another.
Did you see the film? Again. That looked kind of cool, though, the way the fireworks were scattering around and popping off everywhere.
But then we have a, what do you call it? It just goes to show me.
You could see that it was
basically
fireworks.
They're telling you we can do another Oklahoma City.
We could do more.
You know what I mean? Like, this is just a reminder. And then Elon's like, oh, look at this. The guy, the terrorist used the wrong truck. Little did he know that it was like, it's like, dude, this motherfucker was a Green Beret. Tell me that was a demolition inspection?
You should know better than anyone, though, Needles, that Elon's in on the fucking
That's what
scam.
I'm saying. Like, that's what, you know what I mean? Like, it's, come on, dude. Play a fucking long. You know, go back to South Africa. You know, figure it out.
Go to acting school.
Because you can't even... It blows my mind the things that they try to do to us to falter us.
They bombard you with so much bullshit. You know, the thing is, they have to tell you the truth. That's like their code of ethics.
And then here, you know what?
They've just bombarded you with all this fuckery.
Okay, so in Guatemala the other day, I was talking to Larry about this. And not the other day. This was November, I think it was. You probably didn't even fucking hear about this. And I will bet because Larry didn't hear about this. All right? At least 200 children and women rescued from Lev Tahor Jewish sect. So Lev Tahor.
We're in Salvador or Guatemala?
I thought it was Guatemala. Did you see about that?
You know, I think I saw someone on Instagram about that.
And it just got brushed right under the rug.
Of course it did.
So these guys have moved from less than 109 countries. So they've been moving, and basically what's happening is they're taking child brides, there's a lot of human trafficking, there's all of this shit going on, and they state they aren't Zionists, which, okay, hey, you know, a Zionist usually says I'm not a Zionist.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what I mean? It's like telling a fat girl, you know, she's fat.
I'm not
How
a
come
ba-
the fridge always
I'm
fucking high, keeps the snacks under control?
I didn't break the eggs.
The big girl's always like hunkering over the little, the hot ones.
They're always putting up the
fridge guarding the snacks.
They are. They're always blocking. I got this one. I'm giving her a ride home tonight.
What did you want to talk about? What did you want to talk about, Larry?
Okay. So I get out of the shower. It's like 8:30 in the fucking morning.
Oh, so yeah, that's total subject changing.
Oh, yeah.
New story.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
Oh, your Asian friend came over?
Yeah, and I'm like, wow, this is exciting. I wasn't expecting him so soon. And fucking, it was
so dishonorable.
It was Tommy, the homeless guy that lives in Elgin.
Okay.
And first thing I
wrote it down, he had to write it down.
Yeah, well, I got a lot of
it was a conversation.
Points. I got a lot of points. I don't want to forget that were very funny.
This is gonna be good.
So he said,
and it's funny because we could. You and I are going to bounce this back and forth because I didn't meet the guy.
Are you going to go a little background? Tell us about this. How did you meet this guy?
Yeah.
Well, I've known him for years, man. Yeah. He used to work for Tim all the time, moving furniture.
Okay,
once
so
in
this guy always been homeless?
Yes.
Okay, has he always been a drug addict?
Just always moving around?
He's more of an alcoholic, but yes, he's a drug addict.
Okay.
He's a dabbler.
Yeah. He dabbles in all things, yes.
I don't think you dabble.
Anyways.
So Tommy, Dana, the homeless guy, shows up to your front door.
Yeah.
All right.
And first off, now, I think it's a fucking worker, because he has like one of these bright orange worker things. I'm thinking it's ComEd to tell me that the fucking lines are going to be down for a while. And I just opened the door and all I could smell is booze. And he's like, hey, man, Happy New Year. He's like, I quit drinking.
And I'm like, 5 minutes ago. You got any booze?
And he's got a Monaco. Yeah. He's got a Monaco in his hand.
Oh, and quit drinking one.
Exactly.
2 seconds, right?
Exactly.
So I'm off the wagon. Why, yeah. What's that from Kingpin? What, you buying?
Yeah. I'm off the wagon. The wheel broke. You got another wheel.
So, yeah, he's like, yeah, no, I'm not drinking. Well, you know, I quit drinking. Well, today I'm drinking. Damn, and he fucking backpedals.
He's fucking drinking.
So now he's drinking.
He's like, fuck, he's got a beer.
So then Mary's like, hey, can you go to Starbucks? So it's like 9 a.m. and he's like, oh, okay. And I'm like, you can come with me. And he's like, oh man, I haven't been in a car in like 5 years. And I'm like, oh, he's like, not even in a cop car. And I go, this will be like a field trip for you. I go, you get to ride in a car without handcuffs.
You should have made him
on.
Sit in the back seat. I got these handcuffs. Don't worry. Don't mind the fur.
So we go to Starbucks, and we're on the way back. And he's like, hey, can you go to the liquor store? Big shocker, right?
Yeah. So he finished that Monaco. He quit drinking.
So we go to the liquor store, and all of a sudden, man, pull right into the spot next to me, Norm, my next-door neighbor.
Oh, nice.
He's like, hey, what's going on?
Tommy, the homeless guy, gets out.
Yeah. And so I'm like, great, Norm is getting fucking booze at 9 a.m, too.
Nothing wrong with that.
It was pretty cool.
Norm's housed, though, so he can do that.
Yeah. So it was pretty fucked up, but so he starts telling me about, you know, he's living down there, and he's trying to teach these guys.
Living in a tent by the river.
Yeah,
Elgin.
Yeah, in a tent by the river.
One of the, now here's where his tent is. He tells me, there was this branch above my tent, and I wanted to cut it down, so I borrowed a saw from this guy, and I started cutting it, and I was like, fuck it, it's going to take me forever. So I just gave the saw back to him and left it. And he goes, and then about a month later, a storm comes through.
Let's guess what happened.
Knocks down a tree, and that branch that he didn't cut off saved him. So the tree is now leaning at. So now he goes, and I got some really cool shit. This Mexican guy gave me a road work ahead sign, and then this one lady,
some cool shit.
Her pug died in a tent fire. Accident. In a tent fire.
Down in a tent city?
Yeah. So here's the pillow with the pug on it. And he's like, so I got the little pillow and it's like my dog now.
With
and
the he ashes?
Goes, no, just a pillow with a picture of a pug on it.
Oh, jeez.
And then he goes, this other guy OD'd over there and the police tape was there. And then I took down the police tape. So I got that wrapped around my tent now. And he's like, it looks really fucking cool.
No, it doesn't.
Like,
it sounds like a fucking...
It sounds crazy. Sounds like
it's homeless chic.
A fucking kid that's got Down syndrome. He just let him go in a junkyard. And I go,
he's like, he thinks he's the mayor of fucking home, you know.
He sounds like he may be.
And he's like, I go, so when you're here hanging out with me at my house, don't you worry like someone's rifling through your shit in the tent? And he goes like, he's in charge. They know better than to fuck with his tent. You know
what
I mean?
Well, the mayor's got to get out and go and hang out with other people and drink every once in a while. He's got to make some calls.
And so he's telling me about this one guy. He's like, I'm not sure this one. So he tells me, I tell him, how about the Harlins? We're talking about the Harlins. I go, how about every one of them's dead? And he's like, even the old man.
Oh, he knew them? Oh, yeah, because
He worked for Tim. Mm. And he goes, well, that guy had 1 foot on the banana peel and the other foot cut off. And he's like, ooh, too soon. And I go, no, that's pretty funny. And,
what about Kurt?
No, the dad. Remember his feet cut off from having diabetes and shit?
God, those poor people. Dude, they used to live in the basement, and the kids lived upstairs.
Oh my God, the house was so destroyed.
There was holes in the sheetrock. The dogs would shit all over the floor. They would be fighting in dog shit, punching. Dude.
Dude, They took a piece. This is going off subject.
Floor.
But
yeah, dude.
A dog shits on the floor. Instead of picking it up, they're like arguing over whose dog it was. And so they just put a big cardboard box over it. And now start walking on it, and it's part of the shit.
Oh, it's mashed.
It's part of the world.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's like, holy fuck, dude.
Man.
And so no one's going to pick this up. And the parents actually had to, like, go into, like, a corner in the basement and build a little room that they could be in to be away from these kids.
With
and they're upstairs
stubs?
Smoking crack and fighting over a 10-piece and shit all night long, you know. Goofy fucking shit going on. They're all alcoholics.
Sounds Kurt, like a, this dude Kurt.
Kurt had
man.
Just bottles. When Kurt died, did you know that there was just like gallons of like milk jugs of
piss?
Yeah, because he was so lazy. And the bathroom was literally 10 feet from his fucking bedroom. I mean,
dude, he said he was the best. He was for the carnival. He was a carny. He was.
Why
dude,
am I not surprised?
He was the worst. Dude, Kurt was the shit. So what happened was Kurt had a family and shit.
He had
a dump truck. He had a dump truck parked in front of his house.
And this was his daily driver.
No, but let me tell you something. His wife Maria, when he married this one broad when we were younger, named Maria. She was Greek. She was the most beautiful girl. I was like, Kurt, I don't know what the fuck you did to get
Kurt
this
was a
girl
man.
To say yes. But no, this girl was like,
okay, so then, basically he had this company, he was doing great, he got a DUI, and basically lost all his shit.
And the girl left him.
Yeah, and he would sit in his parents' house, and he would drink every day, and he would throw the cans in the back of this dump truck.
The 10-wheeler.
Filled
a
the whole fucking truck. It was a dump truck. It wasn't a ten wheeler. Yeah, it was a. And it filled the
it was
whole
a big
thing up with cans. And everybody would throw their cans in there. It wasn't just him.
Yeah,
but the whole fucking thing. And then he turned. And then one day he just left for the carnival. And then he had no teeth. He talked like this. He talked like Tom almost.
Well, a little worse.
No, yeah,
this
sound,
you,
no yeah,
here's
then,
how he talked.
Yeah.
I don't mean, you know,
this. And then he wore this a fedora with a peacock feather in it.
How come this shit wasn't videotaped?
Oh, yeah, because there weren't even cameras back then, were there?
Yeah, I was like, because you can't
like,
even
well, there
you
cameras,
can't write shit like
no.
that.
No, he was the fucking best. All right, getting back to your homeless guy.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
After,
so
the,
he's
after
telling
he cracked
me,
that joke.
So, and then he goes, oh, that reminds me of so-and-so Bill or something. He had all his toes cut off. He goes, I don't know if it was like diabetes, frostbite, or just partying too much, you know? I'm like,
yeah,
oh, yeah.
Those are three variables.
Partied. Yeah, exactly.
He partied
so
hard his
toes
fell
off.
Oh, man.
That's great. There's got to be a genre.
Oh, yeah, man. And then, then there was two big tent fires there also. Did you know this?
Yeah.
Did
he
just
record
that,
it off?
Well, no, he said that if they would have listened to him, because he told them, put the flues.
Oh, yeah, listen to the mayor of the tent city.
Absolutely. Because they have these flues, and he's like, I told him it's got to be 2 feet above the tent.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got to go straight out. And he said the guys that started the fires had it going out the side of their fucking thing.
Yeah, well,
thing
how the fuck is smoke? Come on.
Well,
idiots.
You know, this
well,
is
they tried to,
I mean, we're not dealing with
they
this.
Tried to Igor rig.
Yeah.
Igor rig the fire.
Rig
yeah, Jerry rig the
absolutely.
Fire.
Absolutely.
See, this when you cut corners, even in tent cities.
Well,
so,
even, you can't do it horizontal, though.
Yeah.
You know
and
what
he
I
does
mean?
Think
like,
he's like the mayor.
Like, and then it heats up, and now it's burning. Okay, so the first fire, it you could see it literally tore through half of the encampment.
Did it?
Yeah, you could see it from the road.
He said in the second fire is when the pug died.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
See, that's where I get sad.
Yeah, that's when I get pissed off that these people
the animals,
are down there with fucking... You know, it's so funny how we care more about animals than the homeless.
He said
well, they don't have a choice.
Yeah, I know.
No, they don't.
It's just so funny.
And he said that there's three cats that people own that live there. Mm-hmm. That, you know, they're smoking crack or meth or whatever, and no one ever feeds them, so they come to him and he feeds them. He's like,
he's
so I take care of these cats, too. And he's like, I'm like, of course you do. You have to. You're the mayor.
Handing out chits.
Exactly. That's why they gave him the pug pillow. Some lady gave him
the
pillow.
Here's a reminder of the dog that burned in the tent.
Yes.
You're the mayor. Yeah.
Good job, mayor.
Here's the seal.
I mean,
here's the seal of the city.
The funny part is they're literally 10 feet away from the edge of the Fox River.
Yeah,
so they
no,
have
well,
water
lives,
there.
Yes.
I mean, but they can't even figure out how to put a fire out.
He lives on high ground, closer to the tracks between the
river.
Well,
he's got
to
oversee.
Yeah,
he's got to oversee.
It's like Thunderdome.
And he's like, and then he says to me,
the
man.
The higher you rank.
He's like, oh man, they got really good meth and crack and fucking fentanyl and shit, of course. Oh, and I'm like, of course they do. And awesome. I'm like, and then he apologizes to me because I gave him a stack of catachronic stickers that he stuck up and down everywhere on all the train lines and shit. And he's like, all the stickers I wore off, you need to give me another. And I'm like, okay.
All right, Mayor, homeless.
Give them something to do and shit.
Dude, they just need some like bulldozers just to push that tent city right to the river.
But he said they're gonna move them like to the place you told me. Yes, Needles. Damn. And they don't want to go because not only is it heavily fucking infested with
bed bugs,
Venezuelans,
but it's also bed bugs, ticks, fleas, fucking every other fucking thing that a dog would have, including roaches that a dog wouldn't have.
Well, I wonder why that is.
Yeah,
Come on. It's not like...
except these are immigrants.
Here's the thing. That's what I told Tommy. They didn't want to put you into the fucking Waldorf, so you're like, oh, this is great.
Well, because they're not from Guatemala or they're not from here. But think about this, though. The crazy part is also is that people have died there. Multiple people have died there, and the police just let it go. There's been a fire. The police just let it
go. It's kind of got to be expected, though, right?
No,
and he doesn't want to leave because he's the mayor.
He likes it there.
Because he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, just be getting,
all of a sudden, he goes to this place where it's a different language. He's not the mayor anymore. Yeah.
And then, you know, now you got two fighting. It's like gangs in New York.
Absolutely.
No, you got the fucking... whatever.
And he said there's different sections of the tent city too. He said there must be 500 Tommy.
Tommy the pug killer.
No, he didn't kill the pug.
That's a good name.
He said though, but there's a big section of Mexicans, and then there's a big section of Venezuelans. There's a big section of
blacks.
But everybody's separated, man. Heavily within the fucking thing.
And so it's like prison.
All the head.
Yeah. They made their own little prison. Absolutely.
All head guys get together. We got to sacrifice this person tonight.
So now the thing is that they're going to try to push all these people into somewhere they don't want to go.
And they don't want to go. No, they want to stay there.
But wait, so what's wrong? Why are they moving them? What's wrong with this shithole they were
killed? And it's out in the open, man. It's fucking up the city.
See, the problem is...
What the fuck? There's a whole tent city.
So now they're going to fuck up buildings?
Well, no, it's all tents.
Yeah, it's just...
They're going to move them in. Move them in.
But they can't move them because then they're going to be right back anyway.
Can't they just put a big fence around them and get them in a cage?
Like Thunderdome.
If you climb out...
You should build them a Thunderdome.
Yeah.
If you can get to the top... But what do you call it?
You survive. And there's going to be shit thrown at you.
Dude, there's been, I think, because you can see there's like crosses.
Escape from New York.
Yeah. There's like crosses.
If you jump in the river, you can see it.
So there's people live, multiple people have died down there.
Yes, multiple. And, he's using the fucking police tape to decorate his tent with.
Yeah. It's like one of those like an accent wall.
Yeah. Police
tape. Oh, man.
But... I just don't understand how you can't sue the city. Technically, that's property, right? If someone dies there, like...
It sounds like these people
aren't really sophisticated. Well, how about your friend telling me... Wait, Needles, the guy with the train. Yeah. He gets run out of the tent city. They're going to jack him up. They're going to set him up to rob him.
Yeah.
They're going to fucking kill the guy, basically.
They're trying to.
And
a train was coming.
He runs into a train running into away from them.
It was coming out of the station right there. Because tent city...
So it wasn't going at full speed.
No, he'd have been dead.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So it's a remarkable story.
It's probably like...
That's what I'm saying. That's why you only get his
maybe
arm
like
fucking teared up.
2 to 3 miles from the fucking...
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it? From the train station there, downtown.
Yeah, Oakland. Tommy said it's on the very edge of the...
Right by the library. Across from the library.
Yes. And he's naming all these landmarks like I'm supposed to know. And he's like, you know, the library and over there by the...
Yeah, the library. Like, if you go to the library, you can go inside. And what the thing is that people congregate from Tent City over to the library.
Because
it's within walking distance.
Sure. And they're not
reading. And they
can't
kick them out. Well, they're dealing drugs.
Yeah.
And all their other shit. Yeah, they're doing...
He said because of the so many bums and homeless that they can't sell singles around there either. Like the liquor stores and none of the places.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're not allowed
to? No, they can. They do.
No, he said they don't. They have a new city ordinance or something.
Wait a minute. I'm sure the Indians are finding...
You got to go further away. away from it. They still can, like in some places.
They installed all these fucking cameras too. Like, there's a shit ton of cameras, and plus it's crazy because
In the perimeter.
Well, the river walk is right there, and the boat is right there.
Oh man,
you know what I mean?
Oh, it's right by the boat too.
Yeah, the boat is right there in downtown Elgin. Yeah.
I mean, that's why it's horrible.
And they do cool shit.
People are going, "Let's go to the Elgin boat." They don't know anything about it, and they're like, "Whoa!"
No, the boat is fucking very. They won't let them close. No,
yeah. Oh, I'm sure there's a perimeter set up.
No, not even. They just don't fuck around. They're security.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sure the boat doesn't even let them people close.
But during the summer, they come and hang out on the boardwalk.
Going to the boat.
Yeah, they come and hang out
in there. Right over there. Right, I know
town or something. You're like, what the fuck is going on?
Here's the deal.
Is there a festival going on?
I've ran into a lot of these people, and I know, and a lot of them are if we want to be here, we have to live cohesively with these people.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Sure. Like, you can't be acting a fool.
And you imagine most people are, working together, but you always have some screwballs.
Well, yeah, there's a reason that they're... I mean, come on, bring back asylums, right? That's a problem, is when they shut all these asylums down, and then all of a sudden you started giving people all these SSRIs and all this crazy shit, and then you start throwing crazy drugs into there, right?
Dude, that's like Bill Burr's
every single
skit.
Fucking person I know that did those SSRIs committed suicide.
Yeah, it's just every single good for one. You,
just about, man.
I've known people that did
Well, the problem is, once you get off of those,
every person,
get suicidal thoughts. If you're, it's like,
when you're on them, you get suicidal thoughts.
Yeah, right.
It totally, what do you call it? Magnifies them.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally it's even in the disclaimer. The fucking disclaimer is longer than the drug name.
They're probably handing those things out, they're probably putting that in the sandwiches they're handing out.
I think they're cutting back and handing those out, though, because so many people are like, what the fuck, man?
The thing is that there's a fucking drug for...
You don't see
I'm
as
sad.
Many...
Here's a drug. I'm happy.
Yeah,
Here's
but you don't
drug.
See as you many know? Depression drugs commercials on TV anymore. They don't show that.
No,
now they show...
I haven't watched TV anymore.
Well, you
want to
know why? Because
my wife watches TV like crazy.
24/7 she watches it. I went in there
So I know all these weird names. They can't even put enough letters of the alphabet together in a weird enough order to come up with a new name. That's how fast they're coming out.
If you got shit stain disease, you constantly shit yourself.
There's a fucking drug for everything.
You think you're shitting yourself now? Wait until you take these.
Yeah, the worst is to lose fucking weight. You get a loose asshole. That's what it says. You're going to have leaky discharge from your rectum.
You're going to have leaky butt.
And here's the other thing. It's not like, okay, I lost weight and you get off of it and everything's cool. As soon as you get off of it, you become a fat ass again.
Well, because you have no discipline. That's what they tell you.
Right,
It's like, here you go. Yeah, take this, and it's going to make
don't
you
Don't change
weight.
Anything out. Yeah, don't change anything else.
Don't stop.
Just take
pig.
This.
Don't fucking, don't
and
exercise.
And they had this other one where they show these...
And that's another psyop, too. Those
they're
meds
like,
aren't
they
good
take
for
the
you.
Needle thing, and they're holding it for 20 seconds, and the fat lady's saying, 20 seconds a week, and I'm losing... 12%, and I'm like, oh man, that cannot be good. What the fuck is in there?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and the needle. Oh,
yeah.
And she's got like a twitch afterwards.
I think it's called like Roe or something.
Oh, you know what? They got so many knockoffs. Now.
I mean, it's just like, what the fuck is
they got
that? And then it says, if you're allergic to Roe, don't take it. It's like, how do you know if you're fucking allergic?
Well, the thing is that insurance doesn't cover it too, so it's big fucking money for that shit. And who knows what the fuck you're putting in you.
No.
You know? Like,
no.
What the fuck is that? So if you're losing weight,
there's
the
probably SV40 in it.
The Ozempic is going to, I mean,
all types of shit.
This is all alleged because I don't want Ozempic. I don't want Big O to come after
Big Pharma. Big Pharma could come after us. That'd be great.
So is that where your homeless journey ended?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean,
what was he drinking?
He was drinking... Monaco's.
Shout out to Monaco.
Yeah, and then he had this really weird color, like green one with lots of fucking...
Oh, I saw that upstairs in the car. I was like,
and
hey,
I said, what flavor is that? And he's like, I don't know, lime or something? And I look and it says margarita. And I said, I think it says margarita. He's like, I don't fucking care. And he just...
It was like a Mad Dog type thing?
Fucking mayor's going to go back hammered.
and then he said to me... And so then I played the piano and fucking played the guitar. We sang. He was drunk as shit, so he's singing all this, Pink Floyd, right? Yeah. And then he left, and he's like, "I'm gonna go visit my cousins, and I think they still live there. They live there since we were
kids." That's all you need is the mayor of
fucking
I'm gonna
go take the train.
Did he have bodyguards?
To my cousins,
he should have had a bodyguard.
Surprise visit from the mayor.
Yeah.
This one guy with one leg.
Well, shit, dude. I'm thinking, what the fuck is going on? Someone's frantically. And then I think it's a you know, the Wichita County lineman or something, the way he's dressed with that green.
Escape convict.
Yeah.
That's what you would do when you're an escape convict. You wear just orange.
Yeah.
Neon.
Well, no, he looked like he worked on the fucking the lines
Polish
up there.
Prison escape. Yeah. Don't put these fucking neon jackets
on. My black marker that says mayor on the back. Seek on the mayor.
The best was, he's like, hey, man, I quit drinking. I could just smell the booze. Before he even spoke,
Dude, the guy had a drink in his hand.
Wait. Yeah, wait,
didn't he?
I think maybe he opened it after he came in the house, but the first thing out of his mouth is, I quit drinking, and he stank. And
he did
have the fucking drink in his hand.
Well, wait, how did he get here?
Yes, he did.
The train.
He walked here.
No,
yeah,
the train.
The train.
Yeah,
they took the train.
Walk here. You know how long it would take him? 2 days.
Oh, yeah. No.
You can't leave Tent City that long without a mayor. Yeah.
Right.
Man.
He's only, he can only be gone for like less than 6 hours things will fall apart.
We're making light of this place like we were just talking about. One of my,
it's not funny.
A friend that I, acquaintance of mine, shall I say, just got chased out of there with a hatchet after trying to get robbed.
Yeah.
And the Metro train hit him, and it busted his arm up, so it blew his arm apart. It was crazy.
Oh, man.
Amazing.
So this
not
guy tried
dead.
To cut him with a hatchet.
But then the best part is...
Oh, the best part.
Is that they fucking want to sue him for running in
front of gave him a ticket.
Yeah.
Metro police gave him a ticket for trespassing.
Yeah.
Well, he had a shattered arm.
This place, it sounds like we need to do a pod at this place.
No, man. I don't think we
can. Can we do it at the mayor's
By
place?
By giving him the ticket, that kind of, you know... puts him at fault in court. But you know what? Anyone knows that's not going to mean a fucking thing.
Listen, if you're coming out of Tent City, ain't nothing good.
Right.
And then you just happen to run into a train.
He needs that attorney from The Simpsons. What's that guy's name?
Lyle. What the fuck was that guy's name? I forgot.
Yeah.
But no, that shit's hilarious. That place is not to be fucked with.
No, no.
That
if I go there, crazy. I can go there because I know the mayor and shit. But
I mean, I wouldn't go in there if you knew the mayor.
I'm kidding, man. And I told him it sounds terrible. And Mary was like, wow. And he told me, well, it's cool because this one lady gave me a couple of blankets and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, she's like realizing, and he literally has been there for 3 years living in a tent. He hasn't been indoors for 3 fucking years. And he fucking, you know, his, like Grizzly Adams, the fucking huge beard, long hair.
Flies
because
follow
he hasn't
him around
done,
in the
yeah,
cold.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
man.
Okay.
And
hey, some people don't care.
And you know, well, here's the thing though. Like sometimes I give him shit, clothes, shoes, or whatever. And he said, I'm one of the few people that are actually nice to him, so I can't fucking...
No, because he'll kill you.
No, he won't
yeah,
kill me.
I mean, that's what it boils down to, right?
No.
Yeah,
he
looks at you...
Not all homeless are bad.
He's like the king of Siam over here. He's got a house.
Yeah, but no. He's
got electricity.
He's a non-violent chap, for sure. He would not kill me.
Until you get him violent.
No.
You don't get to become the mayor of Tent City...
Well,
without having to fucking force
bust
the
couple
mayor of Tent City, if you know what I mean. You know? Like, you have to instill a little
bit
of fear.
You have to kiss the hand.
Oh, the dirty,
the dirty fucking hand.
You know, it's just sticky with, there's like tree branches and leaves on it from passing out with the alcohol stick. You got like sticky hands from the alcohol.
A blackish
rubber
sheen.
Stuck to it. His face is stuck to the pug pillow. He like gets up and the pillow's stuck to his face.
Oh, man.
guy's got to be a real good kisser, too.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ.
And it's fucking...
It is just...
And I said to him, don't... And he's like, man, I haven't fucking got laid in a long time. And I'm
why.
Like, well, dude, look
you
at you.
Don't say.
And I go, don't you fucking bang any of them homeless chicks there? He's like, yeah, well, they're all crazy. And I'm like,
well
yeah, but so are you.
Yeah, I mean...
What the fuck do you
That's
care
funny
if they're
that
crazy? You live in a tent.
They're crazy. The women are crazy there.
Absolutely
okay.
They are.
What are the men like?
Yeah. He's got standards.
The irony is like they literally live right by the river.
Yeah.
And they couldn't put the fire out.
Yeah.
Or, it's like you're looking at the water.
Or like bathe.
Burning.
Oh
man.
Oh, that poor
bug. Yeah, they couldn't line up like a bucket system or something.
Yeah, the bathing part. That's.
Oh, here we go.
So then he starts telling me all the bathrooms, all the toilets around that whole area.
They're not clean?
No, to where you could go take a shit or whatever you need to do.
It's like India.
Because he's a homeless guy. Yeah. But at least he has the courtesy to go indoors. And he's like, yeah.
Indoors where? Oh, he shits. Okay, I thought you
meant at different establishments. Yeah,
the library's the number one.
Well, he's telling me all the different places. Well, you can go to the hardware store. And then there's the
Aces right there.
And then he said there's some other bread joint or something. Bakery or something. That he fucking, you know.
They have a revolving door of homeless people shit.
He keeps the dirt bags away from a lot of the places. Employ him to get the riffraff from in front of the place.
And they let him use the shit.
And he's like, and I know all the riffraff, so it's a great job. So he's got money for crack.
I get a free couple free bagels. I get to take a shit.
Yeah.
This fucking guy. Sounds like a horrible
life. He's a fucking trickster, but no, it's crazy. But he said, oh, the good thing is I learned Spanish. And I'm like, that's great, dude. Right. He's like, you know, because I'm Mexican.
No bueno.
I'm like, yeah, awesome.
Yeah. Man.
Where is the shower? God, what a horrible life living in a tent.
And it was so fucking ironic because it's not like I'm the cleanest motherfucker, but here I am coming right out of the shower and he's knocking on the door and he's the dirtiest, filthiest fucking thing.
Did you let him sit down?
You're like, I should have waited 6 hours.
Did you let him sit down?
Yeah.
Right where I was sitting. Dude, you get bed bugs, man.
Dude, that's where you like throw fucking paper.
He doesn't have a bed.
That don't mean anything. They got piles
he's
of clothes.
Got tent bugs.
You gotta remember people are rotating through there. If he's the mayor, how many people are his what population's going on there?
You know, I did start itching when I came in here.
Dude, I had bed bugs once. Fuck that shit, dude.
I didn't let them in my bedroom and shit.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck, dude. They're like Nazis, the fucking bug Nazis, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They
just
don't
take
a fuck.
Over.
Oh, man, they don't give a fuck if you're white or you're black or you're fucking
you
Asian.
And they take over.
I don't know. I think they don't bite tiny hats, though. Or something in them.
Fuck me, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, you know, that you probably shouldn't invite homeless people in your house.
I didn't invite them over.
Well, you let them in. Yeah. I mean, that's technically inviting.
Don't you have a peephole?
Yeah. Here's the thing. I wouldn't have turned him away. Yeah, I did invite him in. I'm not.
Jeffrey just said I didn't invite him in. I invited him in.
I guess the way you know, it's not like
that nose is
like
a little
sent
bit
him
more.
An invitation.
I quit drinking.
I
didn't send him an invitation to come over. But yeah, the motherfucker knocked on my door and
it was
said,
a rando. It was a rando visit.
That'd be great if they'd set up a tent in your front yard.
Stay out there, fucking dude. I'll be out in a minute.
Here, I got a Larryism for you.
All right.
In 1582, Pope Gregory the 11th changed the New Year date from April 1st to January 1st. Some people ignored the change and kept celebrating on April 1st. They were called fools, and this led to the tradition of April Fool's Day.
Absolutely.
Because we just talked about this with our local correspondent, Senior Woofers for the FBI and the CIA.
That's pretty
which I tried
interesting,
to contact
actually.
Him on a satellite phone today, but he's out in the field right now.
Yeah, he's gathering data.
Yeah,
he's on the field kidnapping pugs and fucking putting things up their ass.
He didn't listen to the episode.
Oh, dude, you gotta listen to what this fucking kid was saying.
Oh, man.
He said that he kidnapped.
I asked him real innocent question, and it just goes sideways instantly.
He said
like,
stole P. Diddy's van and was kidnapping children.
I'm like, oh, dude, that sounds bad. And he's like, and then we're putting 5 pounds of 5 pounds of marijuana up their butt.
Up the pug's butt. Because he had a pug gang.
That's a dirty job.
That's why pugs on pot. Yeah. They were
and
all,
I'm like,
they're all his mules.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm like, 5 pounds sounds like a lot for a pug. I mean, like.
They only weigh 5 pounds.
Oh, yeah. If you're lucky. Well, some of them. But he was very adamant about it.
It was funny.
Yeah, he's very funny. But,
poor kid. He's got needles for a dad.
Oh, stop.
I'm
Get
kidding.
The fuck
I'm
out
kidding.
Of here, man. So what do you call it? I tried to get him out of the field and see if he could call in, but his mom said no.
Yeah. Back
all right,
work.
So how many people you think got killed last year in Chicago?
Oh, man. Well, it's probably...
Because we
were a little under 2,000.
Well,
probably.
Are we talking like gun murders?
Murders. Just how many people got murdered in Chicago?
683.
I'm saying probably 850.
609.
Wow. Ooh, not okay. bad.
Isn't that crazy?
Very good, Kiki.
Almost 3,000 people.
But you know
shot.
They're under-reporting, too.
Well, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because there's all... I mean, listen, who fucking knows? Right. I mean, at this point in time, what's going on?
But anyways, that was a good guess, and that was good.
In 2000s, that was New York in the 80s. Yeah. You think it 2,000 fucking murders,
yeah,
which was crazy, and now they're lower than we are.
Well, yeah.
With isn't that fucked up? So.
And it's crazy there, too.
Yeah, I think we average in between, like, 600 and 800 a year. Mm-hmm.
I think, no, this isn't the highest we've had yet, but it's close.
No, but it's like an, it's been a steady average.
But,
That's wonderful.
That's so messed up. I mean, so it's like basically two a day.
Yeah, we're definitely, you know, I mean,
they're even higher.
And people are worried about,
I was just gonna.
Well, people are worried about, what do you call it, the schools and shit. Like, we have the worst schools. We talked about that, how that one school
two a day
had,
keeps the doctor away.
They had, like, 300, they could have 300 kids enrolled. There was 93. And then they hired more
Teachers
and
staff.
Stuff like this just to pad everything, and it was like $100,000 per kid.
Yeah.
Which is,
well, honestly, some of these kids
that
they're better off
there.
On the street.
None of them could do
math. No, dude, they're not better
them
off.
Could barely read.
Yeah, they're not better off on the streets. They need teachers that are fucking teaching them. And here's the problem, and we all know the answer to all of the problem with all of these kids that are fucked up like that. It's no fucking parents, no dad,
fucking
family's willy-nilly.
Well, I mean, also, that's just...
They're controlled by the
streets. There's a difference of a kid where if he goes home and he knows, my dad is going to beat the fucking shit out of me when he finds out I did
100%.
This. Or a kid that has no consequences and he tells his mom, fuck you, old lady. You know, I mean, there you go.
Well, no, it's even like the guy you said you're working with couldn't read a tape measure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Idiot. He's got to be fucking moron.
I'll tell you, I mean...
And he's a construction guy that's bending pipe. I mean...
Well, no, he was an apprentice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he was still an apprentice. Learning.
He was of an African-American heritage.
Uh-huh.
And so we were trying to explain to
him... Well, probably never seen a tape measure.
Well, he supposedly went through some of the union training.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, so
that should be day one. Here's how you do the tape measure.
We tried to work with them, and the way that he could only figure it out is we finally realized it was to break it down like selling drugs.
And then he got it.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, it really does.
It's like, okay.
We're like, imagine you're weighing drugs.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you mean? We're like, well, here's an eighth. Here's a quarter.
Yeah, one inch is an ounce.
You know what I mean? Here's a half ounce. And he's like, oh, shit. And we're like, 16ths, what's that? And he's like, oh, shit. And like,
now you're learning both worlds.
Well, now you put two and two together, like, holy shit.
Yeah, which, you know what I mean? You just had to fucking
But they probably don't even know what a 16th means. They just know that it's this much weight.
Well, that's the problem. They don't know. But
that's the thing. Like, you know, a teener or something like that. I don't know how many grams, but just
teenager. I don't know. Why they call it that? Because I guess little kids sell it. You know.
Well, then they do like tenths. They used to do tenths for when we would buy dope. One pill was a tenth.
Like, you know what the dubs mean?
10 tenths of a gram.
Doubles is a double size.
There's two tenths in one.
But when I was getting the capsules the other day for the shrooms, I saw triple.
The big dogs?
Triples, yeah. They wanted all kinds of money for that. I was like, I can't do it. They wanted, like, the pack I got was like $8.
Order
and then it was
Amazon.
Like the difference of like $35 for...
Oh, for the bigger
just because they're bigger capsules. Yeah. Like the big motherfuckers.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that crazy, though?
Yeah.
No, you just take a couple of the smaller ones.
Yeah.
The crazy thing is they just sell empty capsules. And you can just put in there whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know, like anybody can just buy capsules and just put drugs in it and sell it.
It's great.
But I remember buying...
It's wonderful.
That dude that we used to go through in the city, this guy would have two shoeboxes filled with capsules of dope. Just filled with dope.
And then way home, they'd be two shoeboxes filled with
by
cash.
By noon.
Yeah.
But the other guy would come and pick it up.
Yeah.
What's he thinking? Like,
so this guy would
have to be, otherwise he'd be dead.
I mean, we're talking thousands and thousands of fucking kids, and they would be gone by noon.
I'd love to just fucking...
When I drove a cab, I would drive this guy around to do all the deals, so I would just drive him around all day in a cab, and then he would fucking pay me. And you know, like when you're waiting,
everybody's in line, when it's in a car, and everybody's on the same street, and you know, okay. And then the guy's late. And then you know you're the first guy that he hooks up, and it's like, Man, right now is the time. And then you wonder, would all the rest of these fucking junkies have the balls to move on you and do something if you did jack this motherfucker up? Then you'd never be able to go back there again, of course.
But at the same time, you'd have a long supply. Yeah. But you maybe somebody's probably watching them.
Yeah, they're there's usually two cars that go.
That was
doing,
the thing that always
they protect their money.
That's
they're not stupid.
That's why.
Yeah, no, the fucking
and that's why I always fucking didn't do it, because I think, man, this guy's got to have something going on, because to come up with all this with all this shit so brazenly and fucking
with a line.
This guy would fucking it's like somebody's a shoebox filled with cash and just hand it out the window. The guy would have another shoebox filled with capsules.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And it would just this would just happen all.
People are lining
day.
Up to get like Zeppelin tickets, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, crazy. And like Larry said, the fucking they would there'd just be 20 cars parked on the side of the fucking street waiting for this guy.
And here's the sad part is you'd see some lady in her fucking house and her kids, and you'd think, man, she knows every person, because you're in a fucking, you know, total ghetto.
School zone.
Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah, like nothing really mattered.
She knows why everyone's there, and we've had people confront us. One time me and Needles were sitting in a car. It's some, like, church's chicken or something.
Oh, I went off of first.
And there's this black lady on the phone walking by, and she's like, I just seen two white boys in a car. That can't be no good. And we bust out laughing. And, like, she's absolutely...
And she was right. Yeah.
She ain't dumb.
Right. But the funny
Not
thing
Not her
is,
first rodeo.
The funny thing
it's
is,
like,
it's like,
shit.
Think about it.
You gotta feel bad for the fucking
two white
that live
kids
there.
Sitting in church's chicken, not eating chicken.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think we're doing in the middle of the hood? And the black ladies, you know what I mean?
Even the black lady's like,
this can't be good.
What do you mean this can't be? You know exactly what's going on here. Now it's like all of a sudden if there were like two black guys sitting in the parking lot of a fucking Taco Bell.
Right.
Like, oh, that ain't good.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck's about to, what's about to happen here?
Yeah, that ain't good at all. You keep an eye on those guys. But no, that was,
was pretty funny.
Larry and I would we would go down to the city, rush hour, just blasting down the shoulder. While everybody's sitting in traffic. It was supposed to be an hour ride.
Well, I don't know if it was exactly rush hour, but we did do some shoulder blasting.
Garbage on the shoulder, just fucking ricocheted all over the place.
And then on the way home, though, man, we drove real slow.
I wonder why.
We wanted to relish in the situation.
We'd be listening to either it was NWA, Niggers for Life, or fucking...
Rancid,
and Out Come the Wolves.
That's it.
Those are the two tapes that I had.
And then we'd like, all of a sudden,
like
we're
a complete
driving.
180. Oh, totally.
Driving in traffic. Bang! Wake up.
Yeah,
people
want to hear a great Larry and I story, dude. So one day
he's like, "Oh,
dude!"
No.
One day we got high on dope on heroin, and we went for a ride on Larry's scooter. Larry and I. So I sat on the back. And I had my arms around.
Oh man!
And we drove down the street, and we were at a stoplight, So Larry stops, and I just nod out, and I wake up, and it's a minivan with kids in the van. And they're just staring at us. And I look over, Larry's nodded out. And we're just
He's
waiting.
The driver.
Yeah, we're waiting at the traffic light. So then we go down the street to this reservoir.
And I'm
just
fucking going, and I'm following this path, and I'm like,
this is
pretty cool.
We go into the big reservoir down the street from here. And we're driving around the reservoir.
No motorized bikes.
Yeah. So we're just doing laps around the reservoir.
Man.
There's
like,
two people there.
You.
And then we go into the woods. And we like end up in some lady's backyard.
They're having like a party. It's like a family and like, having tea or lunch or something.
Woods.
And I'm like, wow, look at this. And there's this...
You guys probably have your shirts off. And
there's this little bridge, you know?
Backwards.
And we're riding through, like, the woods, and all of a sudden there's this, like, little wooden bridge, and I'm like, wow, this is really weird, and I go over it, and we're in someone's backyard, and I'm like, what the fuck, man?
I have to get off the moped, and then he's got to back it up, And I mean, we look like death has come over. And I mean, I've been on a bender for like 2 years already right now. So I just look like death. Oh. And Larry, I mean, look at him. Imagine when he's the dope. I mean, he's high as hell. Oh. And we're just like looking at these people. We're just like backing. I'm like backing away. He's moving.
And I'm like, oh, wow. I'm like, I'm sorry. I tell the people.
Hold the moped backwards into their yard facing them. And I just get on and we drive through their yard.
Take off.
Yeah, just take off. Go over the. It was literally a little wooden bridge like this that went over like a little
lake, a little river.
And you know where it was?
The
it
grandfather
by,
built it.
By the fucking baseball diamonds so over by fucking
Medina?
By Vinny's house.
Oh, over there.
Over there. Yeah. You know,
I don't even know how we ended up in these people's backyard.
Oh man.
Oh, and then we would classic. Go right around the baseball field doing donuts. Two grown men.
Oh man!
So that was that always makes me laugh because I didn't know how we got anywhere.
Good times.
It was like time travel.
Yeah.
You'd like drive and then you'd wake up and you'd be like, "Where the fuck am I?" Yeah. And then Larry'd be like, "Where are we? Like, what the fuck, man?
How did we get here?"
Every time you stop, it's a new day.
And there's like six stops.
But sometimes you snap out of it and you're like, "Man, I went a long distance from where I thought
like
I was,
5
and
miles.
I have no idea what the fuck just happened."
Like pull in here. That's all right. Don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah.
They're not as cool as they used to be.
No.
Or at least when you first start doing them.
Yeah, now they're going to be. Now it's going to be.
Now it's too dangerous.
Yeah, it's too crazy.
Yeah, no.
What time are we looking at?
Yeah.
1:05.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, no, it is craziness. Oh, man.
Yeah. That was some good shit, though, man.
Yeah.
We also went almost. I think we went down there and copped one time on the fucking scooter, too.
To the
at least
city?
I know I did. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
And I think I remember coming back one time with needles on the back, slumped over.
It was very dangerous. I'm surprised you got arrested.
Very fucking dangerous.
I don't think you're allowed to be on the highway with that shit.
No,
we didn't go on the highway.
On the highway. Oh, we were out on surface roads, man.
It's like 30 miles.
Going to the city on this fucking side street.
And then he's bitching at me because I got to be needles. Yeah, so I got all my gear on me. So it's like, now you're just out in the open.
Oh, man.
So I'm like, park the bike here, and I'm just behind
you.
You're
on a party.
Doing on the
there's
like,
really
on a
nowhere
road.
To hide. You're on a fucking motorbike.
Behind a dumpster.
Like, all right, he's bitching it. We gotta go. Oh. I'm like, dude, fucking relax, man. Kid's gotta do his thing.
Hoping you don't hit a pothole.
Yeah.
It's very fun, so. All right, well.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's good to have Kiki back.
Yeah.
It's good to be back.
Hey, man.
Yeah, happy New Year, guys. Love you.
Yeah, it's 2020.
Love you guys.
Yeah,
man.
Likewise, brother.
Tom's Free Clinic.
Shout out to our boys, Cadillac.
He's got some specials.
Yeah, he's got a January thing. It's called the January Love Affair.
That's what the coat hanger shaped like a J.
Yeah. At Tom's Free Clinic Automotive and Veterinarian Services. Mm-hmm. It's a good place.
Did he say he's got some new videos on YouTube now, like self-help, like do-it-yourself type shit?
Actually, don't do this.
Yeah.
Do the opposite of what I say.
Self-help.
Pumping and dumping.
Self-help.
You got a metal coat hanger in your house.
Oh, man.
You're in a pinch.
What do you guys do if you want the jingle?
Do you got one?
No, I don't. I lost
neither
it.
Neither do I.
That's fine. We can go out.
Something's
like,
wrong.
Follow, subscribe if you listen
yes,
this long.
Yes,
you know,
like, follow, and subscribe. And let me get this fucking intro, outro thing going.
Shout out to all our boys and shit.
Yes.
Thanks for listening.
All of our listeners that actually listen, man. We love you guys. You're the fucking greatest. I'm not kidding.
If you got a Christmas tingle,
that's why you don't rush
if
a
time. If you got a Christmas tingle, what?
No, if you got a tingle from your Christmas jingle, call Tom's.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Peace.